morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NFL last night, Philip Rivers completed 29 of his 39 passes for 308 yards and a touchdown as the Colts routed the Titans 34-17. In golf, Paul Casey is the clubhouse leader at Augusta National after shooting a 7-under-65 in the opening round of the Masters yesterday. He holds a two-shot lead over Webb Simpson and Xander Schauffele. Tiger Woods is at -4, matching his lowest start ever at the Masters. In college sports news, the ACC says Pittsburgh's football game at Georgia Tech has been postponed from Saturday to December 12th as both teams deal with COVID-19 issues. UConn men's basketball coach Dan Hurley is considering delaying the start of his team's season. The program has suspended all activities for 2 weeks after a positive COVID-19 test by one player. Hurley hopes the team will play its first two games on November 25th and 27th, but contracts for those games have not been signed, and Hurley says ramping up practice after 2 weeks off will be difficult. The Ivy League, meanwhile, has become the first Division I conference this year to cancel all winter sports, including men's and women's basketball. The decision came just 13 days before the start of their season. And lastly, the Mohegan Sun Resort Casino in Connecticut officially plans to host 11 days of college basketball in a bubble this month. The event has been dubbed Bubbleville and will include 40 teams playing 45 games in tournaments that were either relocated or created to be played at the resort between November 25th and December 5th. Schools involved include men's second-ranked Baylor, third-ranked Villanova, fourth-ranked Virginia, number 18 Arizona State, and number 20 Oregon. Women's programs include third-ranked UConn, fifth-ranked Louisville, and number 6 Mississippi State. I'm Jesse King.